Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation about this huge initiative for art and artists of every stripe and talent here in the nation's capital. I'm talking about that, 202 Creates. And if you want to see something, by the way, you go to the website, 202creates.com. Lots of information in depth and in detail about the thing that we are talking about tonight. Also, of course, there's a partnership with the Howard University Radio Network and DC Radio, an opportunity for the district government to get on the ground floor, so to speak, getting some information out that they want to get out, whether it be emergency information, information about the city, promoting the district government, as well as the city as a whole. And yes, there'll be some go-go on there, too. Let me not forget to mention that. Of course, I'm sitting here with Angie Gates. She is director of the district's Office of Cable, Television, Film, Music, and Entertainment. Angie, I wanted to go back to what's happening this month in September as it relates to arts and artists. Entree DC, a lot of people are really starting to, including yours truly, seeing food is not just about sustenance and getting your grub on, but it is about art too.
Absolutely. D.C. was not named the number one restaurant city for no reason. Our culinary platform here is amazing. And with Entree D.C., this allows us to speak to individuals that are involved in the culinary arts in restaurants. And DCRA is the district government agency hosting that event on September 18th at the Convention Center. So this will walk you through some key processes that are needed as far as permitting, the steps that you need to take to establish a restaurant. It also provides some guidance and just certain frameworks that you have to meet within to get your permit and get your licensing. So this is an opportunity for people to understand a how-to, and you're able to be walked through that culinary process, permitting and requirements via the Entree DC.
Another piece of the business model.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And I think sometimes forms can be cumbersome and overwhelming. DCRA has streamlined some of their application processes. And then there'll be individuals and representatives there from the government to talk you through what's necessary to get you up and running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're probably also, I'm sure at this event and beyond, there probably needs to be a more consideration for crawfish and etouffee. But I think that's another conversation.
Ooh, and gumbo.
Yeah, there's that. The H Street Festival, a big deal. That's coming up on September 16th.
Yes. And it's so much happening from a musical perspective, culinary perspective on H Street. That's going to be, and H Street is one of the largest festivals here in the District of Columbia, but such a diverse ray of music that takes place that that afternoon throughout the day. It starts at noon and goes through 7 o'clock. And did I say the word free? Let's back up for 5 seconds. Maybe that should have been the first word I should have said when I started talking.
It's starting with the F instead of the H.
Absolutely. Right. So pretty much everything we're talking about is free. You just have to show up and participate. And that is our way of giving back. You don't have to pay to get in most of these events. H Street Festival is free. Entree DC, you should come down and learn the key components of getting your business started. We also work closely with DSLBD. It's important for the small business.
DSLBD.
That's the small business agency with the District of Government. Also, establishing your business as a CBE. Here in the district, when you're first starting out CBE. Your business, that's a small business, a certified business.
There's a lot of
entity.
Alphabet soup there with the
Let
district.
Me tell you, when first joining the government, acronyms was a new way of life. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, it all comes back to these agencies being a resource for the creative community and just businesses in general. So H Street Festival, going back to that, you got to come out. It's free. Entree DC was mentioned as well. Art, all night, Made in D.C. This gives us an opportunity to highlight a lot of the Made in D.C. products. That's an overnight festival that starts at 7 in the evening and goes till 3 in the morning.
So what would we see?
A little bit of everything. We will be highlighted creative activity in 6 of the wards here in the District of Columbia, everywhere from Congress Heights to Shaw, DuPont, Tinleytown, Capitol Hill area. But this is also another free event, and it's highlighting a lot of the local talent, visual arts, as Terry, when she called earlier in the segment, a lot of visual artists will be there on site as well.
You are not a native, but you are an artsy person, and you're a native of New Orleans, mm-hmm. as the crawfish and etouffee referenced earlier. You come from such a multi-textured city. How does D.C., you know, from an outsider's point of view, compare when you talk about, you know, arts and music and history? Because even those of us who were born and raised here, they're kind of two D.C.s. You've got you know, the seat of power, but there is that, you know, that kind of artsy piece that outsiders don't know about and often don't see.
D.C. is so much more than a political city. The cultural fabric of D.C. is what you witness, especially during the month of September when we're highlighting all these activities through 202 Creates. Shortly after Katrina, in being here in the District of Columbia, it was nice to have a meal with the residents here and my friends that embraced me during especially a time of need. And, you know, it starts out, we're having a nice culinary meal here at, you know, the home of a few of my friends. But then to be able to go down to the basement, because, you know, in New Orleans, we don't have basements.
Right, you don't. Yeah, that's right. And unfortunately, you know, during the rainy season, you know, you got to stay up on the second floor.
Oh, yeah, you definitely want to stay up. So, but to go down to the basements and then just go into a jam session, you know, in an individual's home, that was key for me when I started to embrace the cultural diversity and the music activity here. To have second line music and brass band, you know, we're walking down the street, but to hear go-go and put it in the pocket. Like, I'm all over that mm-hmm. now. See, you weren't ready for that.
No, I really wasn't. I was just, you know, wow. Yeah, I'm still hoping for a crawfish pie from you.
Oh. But but to see the talent start here in the homes of just the musicians in the District of Columbia in the various jam sessions, but the artistry, the murals that you see throughout the city, most recently the mural that was distributed at Ben's Chili Bowl.
Right on U Street.
I mean, it's just amazing. And the history here with just arts, the Lincoln Theater and the history of Black Broadway on U Street. I think having that story told is a key component of what we needed to embrace in a responsibility on our end to highlight, because D.C. is very culturally diverse. D.C. has creatives that really, you know, have set the tone and the bar for what you see in all of the 8 wards. At any given time, you can go down U Street and hear some fabulous music. There's a lot of talented jazz musicians here in the district. I remember having a conversation with one of the local jazz musicians, Aaron Myers, and the importance of holding on to jazz. And that was a key component because my dad was a musician, and we have a true appreciation for jazz in New Orleans. But there are so many common threads on the cultural side between New Orleans and D.C., and we have a responsibility to showcase that.
Well, I hope that 202 Creates is successful, and, you know, that along with D.C. Radio, looking forward to it, not only as a resource of information, but also as a resource for the creatives and the artists and the arts to be heard through the resources of the D.C. government. So I want to thank you for coming in. And for those of you who are interested in hearing more, you can find out online at 202creates.com. You can give them a call at 202-671-0066, 202-671-0066. Of course, all of the information will be on WHUR.com in about 30 minutes or so. I want to thank you, Angie Gates, for coming in and sharing with us. And, you know, even though you've been here for a minute, welcome to D.C.
Thank you so much. And let's go have some gumbo.
Yeah, how about that? I will have to have that cook-off. That is The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this September 5th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisher, WHUR, or Daily Drum, WHUR. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.